gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know if you all have noticed that there seems to be a lot of transition in the air. I don't know if this is because of the change of the seasons or the moon is waning or Mercury is in retrograde. I don't know what the reason is, but all of a sudden there is a lot of death and diagnoses with incredibly serious illnesses in and among the people in this parish. I know you all have heard that Bishop Tom Shaw died on Friday, a very peaceful death at home with his brothers. And we also lost a beloved member of our 8 o'clock community this week, Jack Leon, who lived at Heatherwood. He's 96 years old and had a very peaceful death. Bill Plettner, who often sits in this area, his mother died this week. Gail Moon's mother died this week. Elizabeth Whitmore's aunt, who raised her like a mother, died just yesterday. I know some of you have some dear friends who are approaching death or have gone through incredibly serious illnesses right now. There are these times in our lives, and it's one of the things that I cherish most about working at hospice, when the things that matter most just crystallize. When somebody is grieving the loss of a loved one or facing an incredibly challenging illness in their family or a difficulty in a relationship, all of the extraneous things just seem to fall away. My stepfather, who is the oldest of 10 and a great source of wisdom in my life, will often say to me when I'm complaining or whining about something, very gently, he'll say, "Libby, if this is a problem that money can solve, even if you don't have the money, if money could solve it, it's not really a problem." Which is his gentle way of saying, shut up and get off the phone. But when you think about it, the things that you all are facing in your lives, you would give any amount of money to restore the health of a loved one, to have back a loved one who has died, to restore a relationship that is broken. Even the beautiful things, the values in our life like nature, I mean, I think every single one of us would give $1 million to have this fall weather go on forever. It's so exquisite. The beauty of a dahlia, you cannot pay for it to bloom and look that exquisite. The values in our life of family and friends and joy and beauty and praising God are all of those things that come directly from God as gifts to us, that we cannot leverage any of our human capital to get. So then what is Jesus' teaching about money this morning? These are clearly the things of God. So what are the things that are of the emperor, of the empire, of the secular world that Jesus teaches about today? When the Pharisees challenge him, he asks them to hold up a coin with the face of the emperor on the coin. And he says in response to their question, trying to trick them, "Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and render unto God what is God's." It's interesting because he is not saying in this parable, money itself is bad. The denarius that he asked them to hold up in this particular case was going to be used to pay the temple tax. One of the fascinating things about this tax is it was sort of a double insult to the Jews who had to pay it. Not only did they have to pay a tax, which we all know how much we love taxes, but it was a tax paid to the Roman Empire. So they were paying the Roman Empire for the privilege of being oppressed. The reason that Jesus is asking them to hold up that coin is to point out that it's not the denarius itself, which could also have gone to take care of widows and orphans and to feed the poor, but it's the values behind what is represented by that money. if the value behind the use of that coin was to build up the community, to increase a sense of joy and friendship and fellowship and hospitality and the throwing of a banquet, that's a very different valuation of that money than when it's going to the Roman Empire. Stewardship season is the time when, as a Christian community, we all take a step back and reflect on what is the value that is being expressed by our use of money. In preparing for the sermon, I read a couple of commentaries, and there's two interesting exercises. I wonder what would happen if I asked you all to pull out your checkbooks or to log on to your online banking and turn to your neighbor and share what your last 25 transactions were. What would your neighbor sitting next to you in the pew be able to tell about your values in looking at those transactions? And for most of us, they'd be pretty boring things like a cup of coffee, groceries for our family, maybe lunch out with friends, pretty standard things. I'm sure some of you might look at some of my expenditures and say, "You paid what for a pair of shoes? That's outrageous." So part of this exercise is for us to take a step back and say, are my values lining up? What I express is the things that mean most to me, my family, my friends, happiness, good relationships, nature, fellowship, health, time with loved ones. Are all of those things lining up with how I'm spending my money? Especially as I begin to prepare the van load of things that will come down from the rectory for the rummage sale, and think about all of the things that we've purchased in the last year, some of which the children just outgrow, you no longer need certain things, but many of which I just wanted, I actually did not need. It is a wonderful opportunity for me to say, how are we using our resources? When we are constantly asking ourselves, is this expenditure, is this gift expressing a value that I deeply hold, or is it just simply something that I want? And actually, when I donate it to the rummage sale next year, we'll be a little bit ashamed of the fact that I had spent that money. We can have a liberating experience as we think about our finances. Jesus is not trying to beat us over the head by saying, render unto God what is God, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. All things that bring about peace and joy and harmony and love and light and goodness and kindness, all things are of God. Some of them may be in the secular realm and some in the sacred realm. And this is the time of year when we can make sure that our values are lining up. So as you hear the beautiful stewardship witness that Judd Phelps will share this morning by a mystery parishioner, and as you continue to reflect in your own life about the place of the St. Mary's community in your world, I hope that what you find expressed here are those deep values of God, of welcome and hospitality and generosity and service to the poor and the imprisoned and the sick and the dying, to praising God openly and joyfully and in a variety of different styles. And that as you think about how your values line up with your expenditures, that you'll consider giving back to God of the incredible abundance that He has showered in each and every one of our lives. This question of expressing our values is at the heart of our Christianity. There is nothing more profound that we do than taking a step back and saying, are my actions, are my words, is my spending in line with the values that I profess so deeply and truly? Amen.
Amen.